radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Alberta country artist Tanya Ryan is my special guest on this edition of In the Country. She's here to talk about her start in music, performing on stage, songwriting, and much more. My pleasure to welcome Tanya to the show. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just terrific tonight. So glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me along. This is much more casual than the last one I had to do. I'm going to yoga soon, so I don't even have to wear much more than yoga pants.
That's great. Now, I understand we're going to be hearing a couple of songs from you done tonight for the first time on our show live.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on the EP right now, so I don't have much for recordings, but I am happy to play live, always.
That is going to be very cool because we have, as I said, we haven't done that before, so that'll add a nice touch. But you're no stranger to performing. I mean, as I said, on YouTube, tons of videos there. There's your original stuff, and you also do some cover songs. You do a really cool version of Bryan Adams' Run to You. Is that a song that's a little special to you?
Actually, that one was for the Cover Me Canada auditions. I put that video together basically to audition for Cover Me Canada, which is going to be aired on CBC.
Yeah, great.
So, I don't know.
So that, you had to send that in, and was it just the one song?
Yeah, just one song, and you had to pick from, I think they give you four. The concept of the show is really cool, so I hope it does really well. It's basically, I think, it's pretty vague, but I'm pretty sure the sense of the show is that you go on and you basically cover just Canadian music. So the four songs that were your option were all by Canadian artists. So I chose the Bryan Adams one just because, I don't know, it was the one that kind of stuck out to me the most. I thought I could do my own kind of version of it.
Yeah. And it's always interesting to hear a song that is made famous by a guy and then a girl sings it. It adds another dimension to it.
Well, those are my favorite. I cover Johnny Cash, too, so I like to mix
it up.
Gender bend it when I can.
Exactly. That's really neat. Now, one of the places you play a lot in your area there in Alberta, in Calgary, Gitter's Pub. I was reading that on your site, and that's got a real special significance for you.
Oh, I love Gitter's. Actually, I'm playing there this Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was actually the first place I ever performed, basically. When I was younger, I did, I was in choir for a couple of years, and I was in band, so I was always in kind of group things, but I never performed on my own. I was basically too scared. So Gitter's was the first place I bucked up, and I went to open mic night, and I sang my two songs so poorly. Luckily, there's no videos of those. And then it was just kind of just been trucking ever since, and went from that to Nashville, and I don't know, it's just crazy. It goes fast, I guess.
That is really exciting. So when you were there that first night, obviously a lot of nerves, but you had enough confidence afterwards to go back at it because you knew you were going to get better at it, right?
Well, I hoped.
I hoped, yeah. Exactly.
I was like, well, I can't get much worse. So, no, I'm just kidding. But, the people I have here are extremely supportive. And so me playing that night was basically my dad's fault or credit, however you want to see it, because I remember leaving and I left with my guitar. And he's like, you should play tonight. And I was like, yeah, maybe, we'll see. And then I left and I went, I don't think I can go home and feel okay with going, yeah, I didn't play. So I played just to be stubborn.
Right. Exactly, yeah. It's good to do it and put yourself out there, and you don't know what's going to happen until you do it. Now, all this eventually led to, as you said, to Nashville. So what was the decision that you made? Like, what was behind that decision to go to Nashville and do some performing and writing there?
Well, it just seemed like the place to go. I guess I don't want to sound like a follower, but I guess that's just where everybody goes. That's where the scene is. So,
yeah.
I had a lot, like I said, I've got a lot of support here, and so I was just really encouraged, and I finally kind of went, you know what, no, I'm going to do it, and I decided, and it was really cool. We had a big barbecue, and my parents have an acreage. We had a big barbecue in the backyard, raised some funds so that I could afford to go and find what I could and explore, and I went down for a month the first time. And truthfully, I was a bit of a tourist, a little bit, just because it was the first time I was down there, so I had to go and
right. And
do that. So I did go to Sun Studios in Graceland so we shot down to Memphis, which was really cool. And that was actually a big highlight of the trip, actually. I'm a bigger Elvis fan now because I've been to Graceland. And I sought out Broadway. I did some workshops and festivals and just met some really, really cool people. And actually, one of the songs I'm planning on doing tonight, I wrote with a guy that I met the first time I was down there. So it was really cool. I met some really, really good friends, and I'm super excited. I'm going back in a couple weeks, so I'm excited.
Oh, in a couple of weeks, great.
Yeah, there's the CCMAs are in Hamilton this year, so I'm going to go to those for the first time this year. And then my friend that I met in Nashville, actually, he's from Ontario, and he's going to be there. And then we're going to drive from there to Nashville, and then I'll fly back home in a few weeks.
Wow, pretty busy and exciting time. When you get to recording this, your first EP or album, do you know if you'll record it in Nashville or closer to home?
Oh, that's been the question. I've been exploring options everywhere. It's hard to I'm trying to keep focus, and it's hard not to. It's really easy, basically, to want to do it in Nashville because, you know, the caliber of musicians and the big lights and the, you know. So I'm trying to keep my decisions smart as well as financially doable and. And just trying to keep, I don't know, I find that the better rapport I have with the person that's going to be helping me with the process and producing, et cetera, the better the album's probably going to turn out. So I might do it closer to home just because I'm more familiar with the people here.
That makes sense.
I haven't decided. I told everyone I talked to, because I've talked to people in Nashville and people up here, and everyone I've talked to, I said, I'm going to decide after September. So I'm going to go to Nashville, I'm going to write, and I'm going to probably see the producers that I talk to while I'm there, and then make a decision from there.
Awesome. Well, that's very exciting. And another thing that happened at some point this year, I don't have the exact date, but the 2011 Country 105 Lamley's Rising Star, you won that this year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was.
Now, how did that start, and how did you end up winning that? Can you give us a story on that?
Yes, I'd love to. Well, it was actually the third year I had entered. So now it's funny. Number 3 is my favorite number now, and I'll kind of explain why through the story. It's my lucky number. I shouldn't say my favorite number, but so it was the third year I entered. And the first year was kind of like, in hindsight anyways, I'm glad I did it because it's always a good experience and stuff, but was probably kind of a bust because I was fresh off the gate and, you know, probably not quite where my performing chops should have been at. But anyways, I tried it. It's good. But yeah, so it was my third year, and I made it to semifinals, and there's 25 semifinalists, and there's 5 in each week, which are split up into obviously 5 weeks. And the funny story with this is I actually didn't make it to finals. I got bumped in my week. A girl named Sandy won the week that I was in. So I was like, okay, well, you know, better luck next year, giving myself this pep talk as I go home. And
right. And
it was all well and good. But about 3 or 4 weeks later, I was at work, and I got a phone call. And it was about, 7:45 or 8 in the morning. And the person on the phone sounded extremely bright, and people don't sound bright at 7:45 in the morning.
No.
So I remember thinking, and plus he sounded familiar. And so at the time there was a contest going on the radio that I wanted to be a part of, because basically it was, if you call in when they say your name, they pay you $100. That was just the promo they had going, was they'll give you $100.
Okay.
So when they asked for me, I was like, oh, I got the $100. Like, that's first conclusion I jumped to. And then my brain started working again. But mind you, it was still 7:45, so it was a little on the slow side. But my brain started working again, and I was like, oh, wait, no, I'm supposed to call them for the $100. Well, why is the radio station calling me? So I finally let him talk, and he's like, yeah, well, we were – anyway, so they basically break it to me that I'm the wild card pick for – so all I get to go back to the finals as the wild card. So that was really neat. And so I called up my my bandmates and said, okay, guys, we're going to do this again. And the one guy, actually, he had a flight to Vegas, which he canceled to stay home, which I tried not to let him do that, but I was also just really happy he was going to be here. So, but yeah, so all of us, we went and we played and felt good. And it, I mean, we were going in as the wild card, so it didn't, the pressure was off, basically. Like, we were just happy to be there. So,
yeah.
That might have been what helped, because there was no tension. Like, it was just all, well, easy breezy. Let's just do this and have fun. And then, wouldn't you know it, we came in first.
Came in first place. Isn't that something? Yeah, being a wild card, you come back. And, yeah, there's something about the pressure being off that you can totally perform maybe a little extra, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know, just... Yeah, because you don't think about, like, I'm an over-analytical person as it is, so when there's no pressure, I don't need to think. Like, I just do, I just play, I just have fun. So, yeah. When
yeah,
no
pressure, that's great.
It's nice, so, yeah.
Well, Tanya, let's get to some of that live music that we told our listeners about off the top there, and I'll let you pick, you know, whatever song you've got ready now, and then we'll come back and talk a lot more.
Sure. I'll do a song that I kind of mentioned earlier, which is one that I co-wrote with a friend of mine. And to say that I co-wrote it is probably a bit of an exaggeration, because he wrote about 95% of it, and I just kind of interjected the last little part, but enough that I get to say that I co-wrote it. So,
right.
But it's just funny, because he's a boy, and he wrote this song. So when you hear it, you'll probably kind of possibly agree with me that it's kind of funny that a boy wrote this song.
Sure.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to put the phone down, and then I'll get my guitar ready here.
Awesome. Thanks, Tanya. We're about to hear Tanya Ryan perform.
I've been feeling like taking a knife straight to his chest, looking right through the middle just to see what's left, because his touch feels cold to me. I think he flatlined R.I.P. And I've been feeling like Mona Lisa, 'cause I can't smile, so don't you take my picture. It'll be a while before I get my makeup right. I've got those cry mascara eyes, and you can blame it on the Carolina heat. You can blame it on the wind, the way every thought of me. The world stopped spinning, you tramped over the linen, and you landed in her sheets. And you can blame it on the beauty of that beach. You can blame it on the rum set sun, let her lips on fire. I know I'm love a liar, don't you blame it on me. Well, I've been feeling like the burnt end of a cigarette, a bullet wound deep in, but I just think that he used to love me, oh so good. I'd probably burn you if I could, you're my rock star cowboy without any songs. They just put you up on stage and cut the spotlight on and watch the sweat fall from your brow. I'll bet you're feeling the heat right now, and you can blame it on the Carolina heat. You can blame it on the wind, the way every
thought of me. The world stopped spinning, you tripped over the linen, and you landed in her sheets. And you can blame it on the beauty of that beach. You can blame it on the rum dead sun. Let her lips on fire. I'll be fine, because when you got yours, I made sure I got mine, and I could blame it on the Carolina heat, I could blame it on those ice blue eyes that hypnotized me when I found out about your women. I had his linen and got wrapped up in his sheets, and you can say that I'm just as bad as you, but I didn't make it out to be anything but true. Now I know what I'm gonna do. Oh baby, I'm gonna blame it on you.
A live performance here on In the Country from Tanya Ryan. Sounds great.
Oh, thank you.
Really cool song. Now, give us the title of that. I could sort of pick up on it.
It's called Blame It on Me.
Very cool. Yeah, I like the rhythm to it as well. It's got a nice, it stands out.
Thank you. Yeah, no, like I said, I don't feel like I can take much credit for it. It was pretty much all Jonathan. I just kind of went and interjected some ideas, and he thought they were okay. So,
well, really cool. Great performance. And what's Jonathan's last name?
Jonathan Ross is his name. And I think...
Very cool.
I wish I knew if he had a website. I know he has MySpace, so you could probably Google him and find something. He's from Alabama.
Oh, cool. Definitely, yeah. We'll have our listeners do that, and they can head to TanyaRyan.ca to learn more about you. There's also the link to your YouTube channel. They can catch some of the live performances of stuff. Let's talk about some of your influences. I know one of them is the legendary Ray Charles.
Oh, yes. I love my Ray Charles.
Is it his style? What is it in particular? Can you define what you like about Ray?
Other than everything, it's tough to define because there's actually a lot of aspects I like. One of my favorite Ray Charles quotes, which sums up a lot of what I believe to be true for what I'm trying to do, I guess, is he said, "I never wanted to be famous. I only wanted to be great." And that's kind of a motto I stand by, because I don't play music so that I can have my face on the cover of a magazine or, you know, that would be a nice perk, but
right.
I play it because I want to get better at it, and because I love it, and because I want to do things that I couldn't do before, and I just want a personal best. Every time I perform, I want a personal best, and that's the best part of performing, is when I know that I can walk off the stage and go, you know what, I did that song better than I've ever done that song, and I just try to do that every time. So I really like that attitude he had. And then, of course, his music is just phenomenal. I do know a lot about Ray Charles. So if you listen to Ray Charles' really early stuff, he actually sounded a lot like Nat King Cole. And so his early albums, and they didn't have much success because Nat King Cole already existed, basically. And basically, the other thing I think that is really cool about him is that he, when he started to really take off, was when he started to sing like Ray Charles. He started to be himself, and that's what
right.
I just think is brilliant, and it's actually the same reason I love Corb Lund. No one in the world sounds like Corb Lund. Corb Lund is Corb Lund, and that's it. And same thing, he's actually had some great success just being himself, and I think that's a really important thing to take with you in your music, is just to be yourself, and you know, you'll find your path, kind of thing.
Yeah, Corb Lund, as you said, is a great example of that, an Albertan, and he's got onto the radio and CMT, but not with songs that everybody else sings, his own unique style.
Yeah, nobody sounds like Gorham Lund, and he's brilliant. His writing is phenomenal. I sit there and listen to him. I don't know if you've ever heard Long Gone to Saskatchewan, but it's got to be one of the most well-written songs I've ever heard. He rhymes things that just shouldn't rhyme, and it's entertaining and funny and witty, and oh yeah, I'd love to meet him one day. That would be a perk. Maybe he'll be at CCMA's. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Hey, there you go. on that subject, are there artists out there, and Gorham Lund could be an example of this, that you'd like to record with at some point? Do a duet with?
All of them. No. I have a big Gorham Lund fetish right now, so Gorham Lund would probably be high on the list. I mean, I think collaborations strengthen both sides, and I mean, obviously I have tons to learn, so I would, I would collaborate really with anyone because it would just be such a great learning experience, but specifically Ray Charles, but he's not an option.
You'd have to do that modern technology route.
Yeah, exactly. He did a duet actually with Diana Krall when he did the album Genius Loves Company, and it's actually one of my favorite songs. So I guess if I was going to do a song, it would be You Don't Know Me and with Ray Charles. But I don't know. I guess I'll have to find someone that's still breathing. And
what about someone from another genre of music? Maybe a male artist from outside of country. Anybody come to mind for a duet?
You know what might be neat, and I don't know if it would work, but would be someone, I don't know. I like experimenting in all areas, but I think what would be really neat would, I really like blues, so I really like Muddy Waters and B.B. King, so someone like that would probably be really cool. Eric Clapton would be awesome, I guess, if you want to kind of explore other genres, and then...
mix it up a little.
Yeah, and then when I was doing that Cover Me Canada thing, I kind of became a bit of a Bryan Adams fan, so he would probably be pretty cool too.
Definitely, yeah. What a great artist, Bryan Adams. So many songs over the years, over so many years, and he's still going strong and performing, and, I mean, just one hit after another with him.
Yeah. I aspire to be like that. Like, that's pretty cool when you can, you know, keep reinventing yourself and your music and just keep, like, that's, again, that kind of goes back to the Ray Charles theory, right? Just kind of beating yourself every time and setting personal bests and personal goals and competing with yourself.
Now, the band that you perform with, Tanya, is called The Roosters. Can you talk about your musicians in your group?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we go out, we are known as Tanya Ryan and The Roosters. And the name came about very randomly. One of my bandmates, I also call him my music dad because he's about my dad's age, and he's been kind of one of my mentors along this whole musical journey. But he also plays acoustic guitar for me, and I'm a bass player, and so is he. Or he used to be when he was in a band back in the day. So I play acoustic guitar too, so we kind of swap out instruments. So he's kind of fundamental. But anyways, his name is Dean Burles, and so he's multi-instrument, which is super helpful and just excellent and encouraging, and is really encouraging with my original stuff. Just he's just always been super, super supportive with that and making sure that I'm writing and that kind of thing. And then I've got a friend of mine, Perry Dybert, and he plays drums. And the funny thing is I have a 9-to-5 job to pay the bills right now, and he's actually my boss at that job. So,
that's,
yeah.
Isn't that something? Got the boss in the band.
He's all right. So it's not too bad. And then I'm lucky enough to actually have this young gentleman named Wade Tutt, and he plays lead guitar for me. And he's phenomenal. He's around these parts in the foothills of Alberta. He's pretty well known, and he's been super supportive with, again, the original music and me trying to just find my way with this music stuff. So I'm pretty lucky to have him too. So yeah, I don't know how.
And
I'm
that's
lucky,
the Roosters.
That's the Roosters.
That's great. Well, we're going to come back, and we got more to talk about. I want to ask you specifically about songwriting and some of the songs you've written and performing live. But speaking of performing live, we'll have you do it again. Can you tell us a bit about the song you're going to share with us now?
Yes, I'll do the Don't Date Me song.
Awesome. This is called Somebody Like Me, but it's known as the Don't Date Me song.
It's got a multitude of titles, but I usually know which one they're talking about pretty fast. So, but yes, it is called Somebody Like Me. And if I go out and somebody knows me, this is the song that they know me before. I'll grab my guitar here and play this one for you.
Yeah. We'll let you get set up there. Alberta's Tanya Ryan, live on In the Country.
On the outside, I might look like I'm okay. But take a good long look and hear what I'm gonna say. I'm not sugar and spice or anything nice, and I'm never gonna be. And that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me. Cuss too much and I never cross my legs. I'm always right and I always get my way. I'm not pretty and pink, sipping girly drinks, and I'm never gonna be. And that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me. Well, I'll be dancing on the bar without a drop of gin. I like to laugh at my own jokes, and when I play, I like to win. I talk too much, I'm stubborn, I'm vain, and I'm real bossy, and that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me. I hug the bed and I think I probably snore. I stay up too late and I'm a big attention whore. I like tequila shots, I think girls are hot, and I like Playboy TV. And that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me. Well, I'll be dancing on the bar without a drop of gin. I like to laugh at my own jokes, and when I play, I like to win. I talk too much, I'm stubborn, I'm vain, and I'm real bossy. And that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me. Probably write three, but that's a couple reasons why you shouldn't date somebody like me.
Awesome. Tanya Ryan here on In the Country, a live performance. So this song is pretty much all about you, as you mentioned.
I'm vain like that, so yes, I go and write songs about myself.
Yeah, it's great to be able to put in all that and just express who you are, for better or worse.
Yeah. I may as well lay it out all on the table.
So when you talked about people would know you through that song, people who already know you, but so they can say, oh yeah, that's exactly who you are. It's that close to the truth.
Oh yeah, it's I think every word of that song is true.
Yeah.
Or my interpretation of the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we hold a mirror up to ourselves, and we don't always see ourselves as everyone else does, but we do know ourselves well. It's a great sounding song. You sing it really well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Now, songwriting, when did you first get into songwriting? Is it something recently, Tanya, or does that go back a few years?
Well, technically, I wrote my first song when I was 7.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't very good.
Do you remember the title?
It was called Forever Love.
Very nice. And at seven, that's something you know about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I was a really twisted 7-year-old. I'm glad I didn't write a song about myself then, but it was actually about a little girl who found out her dad died in the war. Pretty heavy.
Oh, wow.
I
yeah.
know. So
that is
the kind of kid I was. But so yeah.
Now, where did it lead after that? When did you make another write another song and reach another milestone?
Well, I always wrote songs in school. That was fun for me. So I always remember they weren't good, and they were very similar to another song. When we were kids in school, I want to call it patty cake, but I don't. You know when you basically, you know, clap hands with another person.
Yeah.
I used to write songs to those hand games. Like I would.
Oh, okay.
That would match with the anyways. So again, they weren't very good, but I did that, and then I wrote all throughout high school, and I stopped telling people when I was little. I didn't care, but when I stopped telling people when I was in high school, I was really embarrassed, and same with my. When I just graduated, I didn't tell people I write and or wrote, pardon me, and I stopped telling people I played music, and it was funny. I kind of just sheltered it. I was borderline actually embarrassed about it for a while until I just kind of decided I needed to make a change, and I did, and I'm so much happier.
And do you recall when you wrote you started to write the kinds of songs that you knew would go over well when you performed?
I started writing, I guess, more commercially-ish. Like, really, I was young. As a young writer, and I mean even now, really, anything I write is may or may not be good. It's hard to be objective with your own songs. But when I was in high school, I tried, like, I was attempting to write commercial songs, and not to sell them, but just for myself, like, just trying to find listenable songs.
Sure.
And probably, though, I started really, really writing was when I was probably 19 or 20, so just a few years ago, was when I really hunkered down and went, you know what? No, I'm going to start writing. And I did. I started writing, weekly and then more frequently. And what I did was I trained my brain so I could sit down and write. Like, I made myself just sit down and write. So now I can do that. I used to just write when I was inspired, but now if I put myself in a room or in a place and I go, okay, you're going to write a song, I can do that because it might not be good. I might have to go back and rewrite it, but I can, you know, I've trained my brain to do that. So,
yeah, it's a bit of a discipline, isn't it? Instead of writing when the mood strikes you, you're actually saying, I'm going to write today at 3:00, and by 6:00, I'm going to have hopefully a good song, but not always.
Yeah, more often than not, they're not very good. But
has the co-writing helped, being around other writers who maybe have written hits or a little more experienced? Does that help bring up your game?
It definitely makes you demand more from yourself, I think. So it pulls your standards up higher. It's definitely nerve-wracking because I find when I co-write, I second-guess myself. So I'm trying to
– right.
It's the same thing. It's a learning experience. So you got to teach yourself not to do that because you can't – when you're in a writing appointment, you can't hold anything back. You could have a good idea, and just because you're judging yourself for that, you have to remove all judgment, basically, and on yourself, and just throw the ideas out there. Even if they're terrible, they might spark someone's imagination, and they come up with this great line because you said your terrible line. So, and when you can find the fun in co-writing, that's when these really great songs come up. I'm so excited to go back to Nashville because I've got two friends waiting there for me to finish this song that we started writing, and it's such a cool song. And my buddy and I just sing in completely different keys, and so it's basically been made into this like sort of duet / harmony thing, and it's so fun to sing. So I'm just excited to go back and sing it with them.
Great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Exciting to get back to finishing that one up. Now, when you're performing live, Tanya, what's that feeling like? You're up on stages. We can see in these YouTube videos some examples of it, and you're up there and, you got your band and performing for the crowd and they're getting into it. What's that feeling like?
It's so much fun. It's just inexplicable fun. I was in another competition this summer. It was called Nashville North Star, I believe. It was at the Calgary Stampede. And I actually did okay to that. I got to finals with that. And they had this band backing you up, and because you couldn't bring yours, which just made sense because it was quicker changeover to use theirs. But they were a really tight band, really great musicians. And I'd never played Nashville North before, so I was kind of one of the bigger audiences I've played for. And at Stampede, everyone's just in music mode and party mode, and so that was really cool. It was just lots of fun because you feel the energy exuding off people. So it's almost I don't know. I guess if it'd be like a drug, because you feed off their energy, and you have all this energy, and you can just push it, and it's great.
It sounds like it, and I can tell that you really enjoy it by what you just said, and also watching the videos. You probably feel great about yourself up there, right? And it's sort of another world for you.
Absolutely. It's either a confidence building or a confidence bashing thing. Depends on how the night goes.
Right.
It's a pretty, you know, when it's good, it's amazing, and when it's bad, it's, you know, sometimes you have to remember why you do it. But for the most part, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty lucky. So I have some, you know, great supporters here, including people that just, you know, will come out and see the shows. And I remember the first time I had someone come out, and I was like, oh, hey, you were here last time. What a coincidence. You're back. And they're like, no, we came to see you. I was like, really? That's awesome.
Wow.
So.
Building up the fan base. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here, and it's fine if you can't, but do you have another song you could share with us?
I think I could manage one. I didn't practice
it,
so it could be rough.
Yeah, the other two were so great. Well, we can take that into account, of course, that you're not prepared. But if you feel comfortable, we got some time left for another song. I'd love to hear one.
Sure, yeah. I can throw out, which one should I do? I'll do one called Rock Me Baby. And it was written by me and a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine. And it was funny because when we were writing this song, we knew each other. We didn't know each other like I wouldn't say we were really close friends, more like friends acquaintances. But after the song was done, we definitely knew each other a lot more because songwriting requires a lot of brainstorming. And so if you listen to the lyrics, you'll know why we got to know each other so well. But, okay, so, yeah, it's called Rock Me Baby, and hopefully this one will make it to the EP. It's one of my favorites. So.
Awesome. Once again, it's Tanya Ryan, live performance.
Well, I have had nights that I've been left cold, and I have had days that I've gone back so slow, but I know what I want. No, baby, I know what I need. Your arms, your kiss, your tender loving on me. So rock me, baby, roll me on down. When the lights go out and no one's around, we'll make a rhythm all our own. Down when the lights go out. put my mind at ease. Baby, do what you please and make me feel all right. The heat on my skin, you make heaven a sin. You can't possibly know the state that you're keeping me in. So rock me, baby, roll me on down. When the lights go out and no one's around, make a rhythm all of our own. Oh, Rocky, baby, be my lover. Put my mind at ease. Baby, do what you please and make me feel alright. Well, you know what I need, so keep loving on me, baby, every night.
And that's Tanya Ryan, a live performance of Rock Me Baby. Here on In the Country, you are our first live performer on the show doing songs. You and your guitar sounds terrific.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed that, and glad you were able to do that. I put you on the spot for that third song, and you had it down there.
I didn't screw it up too much, just a couple bumps.
We didn't notice at all. It sounded great. Getting set to wrap things up here, I want to wish you all the best, Tanya, with the upcoming EP album that you're going to work on, I guess, later this year?
Early 2012.
Early 2012. Terrific. And then you're heading down to Nashville in a few weeks. All the best with that and getting back to the writing. Wish you all the best and really great talk with you. And again, thanks for those performances.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Been my pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Tanya Ryan, joining us from Alberta. You can watch and learn more about her at tanyaryan.ca. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.